The European Union is pleased that the Bush administration is going to provide new intelligence information to the UN Security Council on Iraq's banned weapons program. The European Union's foreign affairs chief, Javier Solana, praised the decision, describing the United Nations as the center of gravity in the conflict with Iraq. He also said it's too early to say whether a second council resolution is needed before an attack on Iraq is launched. NPR's Guy Raz is in London. Sounds like the president's speech is getting some favorable reaction in Europe.
Well, Bob, I would say there's cautious reaction here. The speech was delivered too late, obviously, for the morning papers to offer any assessments, but the television and radio shows all led with the speech. And the story here, you know, or at least the way it's being interpreted, is that the president is preparing the country for war. Now, I've already seen one clip of the president four times, a clip where he says the course of this nation does not depend on the decisions of others. Now, that's an important line here, and it's a part of the speech that Europeans, I think, were anticipating. It very much plays into the overwhelming European notion that the United States is going it alone. But what's amazing is the speed at which the sentiment here, or at least the diplomatic sentiment, changes from day to day. Yesterday, talk in Europe was very tough. And this morning, we've actually heard from some European leaders that they were encouraged by last night's speech.
Well, weren't there some positive statements out of Paris and Moscow?
That's right, and it's very, very interesting. You know, France has been very vocal in its opposition to early military action. And yesterday, the French foreign minister made some very strong statements. He said that France would not associate itself with any unilateral American action. But this morning, Dominique de Villepin, the French foreign minister, said he was looking forward to hearing the new evidence that Iraq may be concealing weapons. And in fact, he's going to go to the Security Council on February 5th to hear Colin Powell give that evidence. And then in Moscow, the foreign ministry released a statement also in support of the speech, particularly the tough language on terrorism. Now, yesterday, President Putin seemed to suggest that Moscow would take a tougher line toward Iraq if the regime failed to fully comply with weapons inspectors.
Is there a sense that the evidence, whatever it is the Bush administration is providing next week, will help move reluctant allies to support military action?
Well, I think there is a sense of that, Bob. The European governments, obviously with the exception of Britain, which also believes that Iraq is in material breach of UN resolutions, but the other European governments have been reluctant to support military action because their argument is basically there's simply a lack of evidence. And as you know, public opinion here on the continent is strongly opposed to military action. So if there is evidence that does implicate Iraq in some form of evasion, then I suspect it will become easier for European leaders to sell military action to the public.
Is Britain still on board? It seemed last week that some of the British people were losing patience with the Blair government.
There's a tremendous amount of public opposition in the country. Most polls seem to suggest that 70% up to 80% of the public opposes war. But as you know, the Blair administration is very much backing the Bush administration on this. And yesterday, Jack Straw came out with a very strong statement saying the UK now believes Iraq is in material breach of UN disarmament resolutions. It's the only other country, aside from the United States, to have made such a strong statement on that matter. It seems as if the United Kingdom is still very much behind it, I think as evidenced by 30,000 troops that have been deployed to the Gulf region.
NPR's Guy Raz in London.